quite a number of folks have gathered for the blessing of the fleet. And we have assembled, I think, representatives of most every church in the community who will, lead us in remembering and respecting the folks that have lost their lives over the years working on the sea.
I just think people really feel like a power greater than this world, and they like to feel that their boats are blessed and their gear is blessed and they're blessed. And each day is a special gift of life, and I think it just is a reminder to, take it easy, grab an extra life jacket or, just be careful out on the boats. And make sure you show your appreciation for everybody you love every day.
So we'll ask you to come forward at the reading of the names to place flowers in the baskets, and then they'll be here with us as we continue the blessing ceremony, and then we'll take them down to the boat and disperse them on the sea.
Deborah L. Arnold. Michael Lee Webb.
I went up, and there was the bucket with all the different colored flowers, and I'm kind of a fan of yellow and yellow daisies, so I just picked a cluster of yellow daisies and gently put it into the basket next to it, and in my mind I just kind of said a little prayer that said this is for all those people who don't have anyone here to remember them.
Henry Chana Smith Sr.
I've come here before when someone I know died months ago, and they didn't die on the water, but I was just thinking of the families.
We've been asked by Amy, who is here, whose husband is lost at sea, and that's the word she wants to use, and it helps her today. We love you, Amy. We're here for you, okay? Jesse Mills.
Amy really wanted her husband's name mentioned today, and she wanted the word lost at sea and for us to be there for her, and that just the pain, I don't know what to say, I'm speechless, but that a lot of us have gone through things where we've lost loved ones, so we're a team, in Sitka. The people are so friendly, so kind, so giving here.
God bless all the boats in all the harbors of Sitka. Graciously behold your service, that all perils being done away, they may, by a favorable course, come to a fair haven, and their work being done, may return to their homes in safety.